Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And you're here. Thanks for choosing the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Your quest for podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained ends here. We invite you to enjoy all our shows we have on this network. And right now, let's start with Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more. Speaking of those home experiments, on this edition of the show, low budget tips for you if you want to use household items to try to document something paranormal that's happening in your life, whether we're talking about ghosts, UFOs, cryptids, psychic phenomena. This is based on a short handbook that I wrote over 10 years ago, and it's called The Poor Man's Paranormal. A manual on using household items to document ghosts, UFOs, cryptids, and psychic activity right now. It has even been called the Paranormal MacGyver. I love that. I think that's an excellent description of what this is. Before I dig into some of these tips and give you some ideas about how you can take what's in your house and use it to to document these things. I want to mention this is a very exciting and special show because this is the very first show I am recording in my brand new studio here in Las Vegas. I have moved to a new property. I have upgraded everything, and it's going to be a long time before the studio is actually completely finished as I want it to be, because it's going to give me the capabilities to do a lot of cool stuff, better than I've ever been able to do it. But it's not complete yet, so if the show sounds a little weird or there's some kind of background noise once in a while, you'll know that I still haven't gotten like all the foam where it needs to be and tried to, you know, seal things up the right way. But I've had a lot going on lately. I've been alluding to it. Not only did I buy this new house and property where I was setting up a new laboratory and office and all that, but I, at the same time, sort of unexpectedly purchased another piece of property at one of the most famous, if not infamous, paranormal hotspots in the world.
And so, I just kind of stumbled into that because I was buying this new house and this new property and I had my eye on real estate and I was like, whoa. And I saw this other thing happen to be available. So look, I'm going to tell you what this is and what I have planned for it. More specifically on next week's podcast. That's the plan anyway. So you'll want to definitely make sure that you tune in for that. But I just wanted to give you that heads up. My schedule's a little wacky for a while here, and I might even have to take a couple of weeks off to do some perfecting. But before I dig into this, I also want to let you know, and this is actually a very fitting story to share with you, that just recently, my mother's sister, my Aunt Sharon, passed away. And you know what's intriguing about this topic is that I am talking about going out there and trying to perhaps contact someone on the other side or someone or something that's elsewhere. Sometimes they come to you. It goes both ways. And my Aunt Sharon was in her 70s. She had actually worked as a nurse and in various roles in the medical industry throughout her life. And she was always into the paranormal. She even told me when I was a kid that on a number of occasions that she had seen things like a spirit come out of a person's body when that person died. I think one time she saw some kind of dark entity called, you know, she called it the angel of death that went into a patient's room just before that person died. She was very, very open to paranormal and spiritual stuff. And so her health began to decline and her mind started to slip. And so just recently she was put in hospice. She lived in Virginia and my mom and dad, Danny and Peggy, live in North Carolina. So they drove up to Virginia and my mother had this lovely, you know, wonderful experience with Sharon just before she died. And so we're very happy that it worked out that way. And right after this happened, my mother, Peggy, called me. And you may recall that I have interviewed my mom on this show about all of these sort of paranormal experiences and ESP type scenarios that have been a part of her life. Okay. My mom is definitely a psychic of some kind. And so my mom told me this amazing story about what happened right after Sharon died. I mean, hours afterward. And I said to my mom, please write that down and send it to me in an email to make sure this is documented properly. And I want to read this on the podcast. And so here we go. This is what my mom wrote to me to share with you. She said, my sister Sharon died on May 6th of 2022 at 2 a.m. in Virginia. That evening at 6:12 p.m., I received a phone call that I did not recognize, and I never usually answer those kinds of calls, but something just told me to answer it. I said hello, and a woman on the other end said, Sharon? With question in her voice. Now, I was immediately shocked to hear my sister's name, and I slowly and quietly said, no. This woman said she had missed a call from my number. I told her I didn't call her number. I proceeded to tell her, even though I felt almost in shock, that my sister named Sharon had died that day. She gasped, saying how sorry she was. She told me that maybe my sister wanted her to call me and tell me I was the best sister in the whole wide world and that she loves me and to have a happy Mother's Day. With tears, I thanked her so much. With my heart breaking, I sobbed. They were tears of a feeling of peace. I just knew God had let my sister speak to me one more time. Not the last time, but one more time. I was blessed. Does that maybe give you chills, goosebumps a little bit? To have a stranger call out of the blue like that? When my mom had not even been calling anybody? And you know what? After that, my mom sends me, oh yeah, P.S. This woman, this strange woman who called my mom out of the blue had said, Sharon wanted my mom to know she was the best sister in the whole wide world and that she loves me. And my mom said those were some of the exact last words that she said to Sharon before Sharon died. How do you explain that? You know, honestly, how do you explain that as being anything other than some form of Sharon's spirit reaching out through the universe, manipulating events, creating this expression, this expression of love, this communication? And since then, other things have continued to happen that are very distinctive. Sharon was a big fan of bluebirds, and a bluebird built a nest the next day outside my mom's house, and there were eggs in it. And it just, I mean, I'm telling you, so maybe you can relate to that sort of thing. And that kind of incident also helps you to understand why that I was always, interested in these kinds of things growing up, because that's, you know, my mom was always especially a conduit for that stuff. And I want to say here before we take a break that, you know, I recently read an email, from a guy who was asking me about SLS cameras and this like high technology stuff that you sometimes see people using, on these TV shows. And I gave my response to that. And that's what got me thinking, like, you know, sometimes the communication, the contact, it comes from much, much simpler means, much more organic. And that's why when we come back, first off, I'm going to tell you a funny story that I don't think I've ever told before. And then I'm going to go down this list and tell you some basic things you can do if you want to experiment. And, boy, just let that mom, that story from my mom sink in throughout the break. Thank you for sharing that, Mom. I love you. Hey, you know what? This new piece of property that I bought, the one that's at a paranormal hotspot, I am going to construct a machine on this property that I invented. It is designed to take advantage of space-time warps to open a portal. Does that sound crazy? Okay, well, nothing like this has ever been created before, at least to my knowledge, unless the ancient aliens did it one time. If you want to know all about it, if you want to stay updated on that and more, go to joshuapwarren.com. I got some free instant gifts for you. You'll see my e-newsletter bank there. You put your email address in. You hit the submit button. Boom. Instantly, you get the email from me with a good luck charm and some very mystical things that will help make your life much more magical. There's no period after the P if you go to joshuapwarren.com. I am Joshua P. Warren. And you're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Stay right there. There's more Joshua P. Warren coming right up.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? It's easy for people to ignore their social batteries and spread themselves thin, especially at this time of year, when gatherings are picking up again after the winter. But it's important to find the right amount of socializing for you and still give yourself the time to recharge. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And when you're feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to take care of yourself and recharge. Because a full battery is the key to a full life. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/strangethings.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey folks, it's easier than ever to become a Coast to Coast AM insider and have access to past shows, the Art Bell Vault with classic audio and interviews, and so much more. And you can listen to the show live or on demand with your computer or cell phone, and the audio streams are high quality and crystal clear. It's easy to become an insider. Just head on over to coasttocoastam.com, the website, and you'll find all the info right there. That's coasttocoastam.com, coasttocoastam.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeart Radio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. Yeah, I guess I should say my new studio in Sin City, huh? It's pretty exciting. Okay, listen to this story before I get into these tips for you. This is, I was reminded of this when I started thinking about, creating your own paranormal investigation equipment. So this happened probably, 15 to 20 years ago. I was, of course, hired back in the day to be the first person to ever officially investigate the paranormal activity at the esteemed Grove Park Inn Resort and Spa in my hometown of Asheville, North Carolina. And, you know, Grove Park was always one of those places like, you know, if the president comes to town, that's where the president is going to stay. And they, for many, many years, you know, decades, did not allow discussion of their ghost, especially the Pink Lady. And so it was a big, big change in mentality for them to bring me in.
and support me as I did this extensive investigation and revealed to the world what the story of the Pink Lady. And I understand that there are still some hotels today that don't really want to embrace their ghost stories. And I don't really get it in the sense that, okay, like I understand why you don't want people running around with meters and cameras and sort of being disruptive on the property and annoying to guests. I totally get that. But I do think that it should be okay to talk about ghostly experiences that people have and then perhaps occasionally conduct a formal investigation. And so Grow Park has certainly handled it the right way. But back in the day when I was just investigating almost every day with the research team that I created called LEMUR, the League of Energy Materialization and Unexplained Phenomena Research, we did a lot of work all the time at the Grow Park Inn, and especially every Halloween, all of these media would contact Grow Park and they'd want to come, and the media would want to sort of do a news story about us doing our ghost hunt there. And so, we were always trying to be innovative and create new devices. And one of the guys on the team, he had me over to his house and he goes, look, I found these plans for this new EVP microphone. Okay, this picks up ghostly audio. It's very sensitive to some of these low, like subsonic waves that are not necessarily audible to the naked human ear. And he took out this giant Magnum condom, and he takes the condom and he puts it on a big PVC pipe. I think he put one on each end of it and created sort of like a drum, really. You know, it's sort of a diaphragm is what they call it. And then, you know, you hook these leads to it and those leads run into a transducer and a recorder. And basically it picks up those vibrations and turns them into sounds. And it actually seemed like a really cool idea that you have this little thin membrane that's very sensitive. It's big. It's really big. It's stretched out over this pipe and, you know, it's going to allow us to hear things that you ordinarily might not hear. So anyway, fast forward to, it's coming up on Halloween time. We have one of these big nights at Grow Park where all these reporters from, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, all the local papers, they all come there and they want to go into room 545 with us, the haunted room, and, you know, just do the whole, get the whole Halloween scoop. And because this is the Grow Park Inn and it's so esteemed, we were always dressed in like business attire with neckties. And, you know, I was always very, very conservative in the way that I was sort of addressing these mysteries and presenting this stuff. I wasn't running around like some kind of like crazy mystic or something. So anyway, all the reporters, they gather around and they say, okay, so tell us about some of this technology that you're going to use. And so the guy on my team, he opens up his case, and about five or six gigantic Magnum condoms come tumbling out. And everybody just stood there in silence for a moment and looked at each other. And then I jumped in and proceeded to quickly explain how that our team uses giant condoms in order to communicate with ghosts. And let me tell you something. I deserve an award for selling that one properly to the media, because I felt that my skills as a diplomat had never been more necessary. Is like, and somehow explained, yes, we use condoms to interface with the other side, and yet do that with a straight face. And I was telling the truth, though. See, that's the thing. They're just like, okay. I just thought of that when I started looking into research for this show. Okay. And you know what? That's not the only time that something along those lines happened. Maybe in the future, I'll tell you another funny story that I've never told on the podcast about something like that happened on an investigation. Let's get now to the poor man's paranormal. Okay, usually something is called paranormal because it's unexpected. It's out of the ordinary. So what happens if you're experiencing the paranormal tonight? Okay, you're not planning on it. It's wonderful to have fancy, expensive equipment to research and document things, but you can do a pretty amazing job with what you probably have in your house right now. In fact, you might even be able to do a better job. One of the main reasons that paranormal activity eludes us is because it happens so quickly and unexpectedly. Okay. It can take lots of time to set up this elaborate system properly calibrated to measure all this intricate data. But in the real world, you've got to be flexible and able to sort of promptly improvise if something happens. So for example, if a ghost appears in your house tonight, well, he might not be there tomorrow. You can't wait for an equipment order to be filled. You need to take what you have right now and use it effectively to document as much as you can. So I'm going to focus on the most common subjects here. We have four of them: ghosts, UFOs, cryptids, and psychic phenomena. And these subjects all share something in common. The fabric of reality is essentially electrical energy. So almost any time a paranormal phenomenon occurs, there's this weird surge of electrical energy. And burn that into your mind and just realize that all the particles in the universe are trying to sort of reach a state of balance between two basic poles. So it's like a magnet. A magnet has a north pole and a south pole. And if you take two magnets and you try to force the north poles together or the south poles together, they'll resist. But if you place a north pole against a south pole, well, they attract and they stick. So like repel and opposites attract in the world of magnets. And it's the same with electricity, with electrically charged atoms or ions, except we call them positive and negative instead of north and south. Now, everything around us, each object, every molecule of air swirls with positive and negative electrical charges. So when you rub two different objects together, like your socks dragged across the carpet in winter, the positive builds up more on one side and the negative more on the other. And that's why when you stand next to a conductive doorknob, you might touch it and get a small electrical shock. And that shock sort of balances everything again, allowing the positive and negative to flow back into equilibrium. So most classic paranormal phenomena occur when there is an imbalance, okay? An imbalance of electrical charges in the atmosphere. You can measure those electrical anomalies as they stir, allowing our dimension to sort of temporarily connect with another. And then when they rebalance again, well, the phenomenon stops. And this period of sort of electrical unrest can be seconds, minutes, or hours. And it's important for you to document them while they occur. So keep all that in mind. Secondly, regardless of what you're documenting, the basics of the scientific method are very important. It's not that difficult. Just remember, if you're facing a mystery, rule out the most likely explanation first. The most likely explanation is usually the correct one, not always. So try to determine cause and effect by looking for patterns. Okay, does one action relate to another? You have to start with a broad view of what's happening and narrow it all down to possible sources. This is basic problem solving and logic. So lastly, okay, do everything you can to record every aspect of the strange phenomenon so others can analyze it and sort of avoid becoming too personally attached to the situation when you're allowing others to sort of objectively evaluate the situation and your results. I mean, the purpose here is to try to gain truth at all costs, right? So, and I just want to say before I start going over these different things, and things you can do at home from my book, Poor Man's Paranormal, which you'll find in my curiosity shop online. If you're really, really into this, you can also take my online paranormal investigator course. It's, I forget, 7 or 8 hours or whatever. And you get certified online with that. Also in the curiosity shop there at joshuapwarren.com. I love sharing this information with people because people, they never think about this stuff, and they go out and they document something and they say, Josh, look, this happened to me and here's the proof. And that is a game changer. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I will be back after these important messages.
Hey folks, we need your music. Hey, it's producer Tom at Coast to Coast AM, and every first Sunday of the month, we play music from emerging artists just like you. If you're a musician or a singer and have recorded music you'd like to submit, it's very easy. Just go to coasttocoastam.com, click the Emerging Artist banner in the carousel, follow the instructions, and we just might play your music on the air. Go now to coasttocoastam.com to send us your recording. That's coasttocoastam.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you, the Red Cross is able to respond to disasters big and small, support military families, help ensure that blood is available when needed, and teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. Be a hero. Donate today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. And this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. And by the way, the condom EVP microphone never actually produced any interesting results that I can remember. I just realized I should probably tell you that, or I'm going to get a lot of emails. What happened? So you can try experimenting with that somehow. I'm sure the plans are out there, but it just didn't do much for us. Okay. Ghosts are usually accompanied by odd electromagnetic fields. And yes, there are lots of very expensive, highly sensitive devices out there to pick up different kinds of electromagnetic fields. But if a field is strong enough to affect your environment visibly, you might be able to just sort of measure it with a simple magnetic compass. I've talked about this before. When you have a compass, it should always point north. If it does not, well, then you need to make sure it's not close to something metal or magnetic or electrical like a lamp. But if it's not being affected by something weird, if the compass does not stay on, you know, steady north, especially if it spins, well, there is some kind of electrical energy swirling around you that can often correspond to the paranormal. And so anybody can get a hold of a compass. In my poor man's paranormal, I even tell you about how you can make a compass if you want to. Did you know that you can even make a very simple EMF meter if you want to see if there are these types of fields around you? The simplest way to make an EMF meter is just to find a large coil of thin insulated wire and just hook it to a small light bulb or LED. And you might even, for more sensitivity, wrap that coil of wire around something metal like a nail. But I mean, you could also just wind it around something non-metallic like a pencil. The more coils of wire that you have, the better, because it's more sensitive. And you can just strip a lot of wire from old electronic equipment, you know, like 100 feet of very thin insulated wire is a really good thing to have. And so once that coil is hooked up to that bulb, if there is an electromagnetic field nearby, then it may cause that light bulb to start blinking through what is called induction. Okay. Very simple homemade EMF meter. You can also make a voltmeter along these lines to see if something is producing electricity. If you take a little box and you put a compass in it, and then you actually wrap that coil of wire around the box. So the compass is sort of inside the coil of wire. And when you're done, you have the two ends of the wire. If you touch those two ends to something like a battery, then it will make that compass spin. Or, you know, it'll make it move, I should say. You can see if maybe there's a stairwell at your house or an object at your house that's producing electricity, some creepy little doll. I mean, all you need is a coil of wire and a magnet, and you can do that, or a coil of wire and a little LED and a light bulb. I mean, you could do so much stuff. How about this? This is even simpler. You could just take a fluorescent light bulb and you can walk around just holding it out like a wand. And you want to grab the middle of it where the glass is. And what happens is if there is an electrostatic charge in the air, then sometimes it's enough to make that start blinking and lighting up in your hand. And if you're in a very dry environment, you could even probably run around and rub your socks on the carpet and you can make it light up yourself. So, you know, you want to be careful when you do that sort of thing. But if you're not into the whole, you know, electrical stuff, how about this? You can take a helium balloon. Well, actually, you know, it doesn't even have to be a helium. You can take a balloon and, you know, rub it on your hair and stick it to the wall, you know, because it's very sensitive to electrostatic charges. You can actually hang balloons from parts of a room, you know, just regular rubber party balloons, or even thin party streamers, you know, like birthday party streamers, that little kind of tissue, cut it thin, little tissue strips. You can hang those all around a room And they will be affected often if some kind of an electrical field moves, like an electrostatic field moves through that room. It will make them start swinging. You will see them affected. You can blow soap bubbles as well. And they will be affected if there's an electrostatic charge roaming around like some kind of a ghost or whatever. You know, back in the old days, it was common for a lot of these sort of Victorian investigators to take something like flour or talcum powder and just sprinkle it down in places where people have seen a ghost and to see if you can sort of capture the footprint of the ghost. Because again, these are things that will react if an electrostatic charge comes through. You could take something like a black garbage bag, lay it down, sprinkle a thin coating of flour or talcum powder on it, and just leave it undisturbed overnight and come back later and see if there are any marks there where a ghost passing through has influenced it. You know, everybody has a camera now, just about, right? If you have a cell phone, you have a camera. And so it's great to take pictures of any, like an image is better than no image and video is better than a still. But 3D is best of all, unless you have more than two cameras. Like if you have two cameras and they're photographing the same thing from two different angles, like you're holding your hands out, that's awesome. You can use that to create a 3D image. It tells you a lot about perspective of everything that's in the photo. It helps you to rule out optical illusions and reflections. The more camera angles, the merrier. And of course, you can experiment with different camera speeds, and I won't get into that right now, but that's in Poor Man's Paranormal. Audio recorders are interesting, and even cell phones in general, because even though sometimes you cannot hear anything with your naked ears, an audio recorder can pick up voices and sounds that you later hear upon playback. And that may be due to, in some cases, this electromagnetic induction, or it may have something to do with a more quantum effect. But if you think that there's something paranormal around, you might try making a recording of it and then playing it back just to see if it's not in the realm that you can hear, but it's still there. And you might even try calling a room in your house and picking up the phone and listening, you know, through your phone for a similar effect. Thermometers are everywhere. People talk about how that sometimes a ghost might pull energy out of the air in order to materialize. And, you know, so you look around with a thermometer and see if there's a cold spot somewhere. Compare thermometers, two or three different locations. A laser pointer is great. You know how you can take a laser pointer, like the one you use to play around with maybe your cat, and you can turn that thing on and shine it at the wall, and you may not see the beam, but if you blow like some cigarette smoke in front of it, pow, it shows up. And so if there is some type of a very thin, translucent, ghostly form that's floating around a place, you might not see it with the naked eyes, but if you shine a laser, you'll see it when it moves through that laser beam. And one of the very simple things that people use to communicate with ghosts is just a flashlight. You get some flashlight that's got a very delicate switch, and you kind of like place it so that it's almost on, but not quite. Like one of the older ones with the D batteries are really good. And you want to place it on a relatively stable surface and just sit back and ask the ghost to make the light blink if it wants to talk. And then, you know, blink once for yes, twice for no. And sometimes if you have that very sensitive flashlight set up, you can start, you know, communicating with the ghost that way. Okay, let's move on to, how about this, UFOs. Nowadays, it's becoming less and less popular to go out and buy yourself a nice AM or FM radio because so many people listen to these podcasts, but you can go find a cheap AM radio anywhere. Get it on Amazon, whatever. And if you're going to go UFO hunting, you may realize, you should realize that a lot of these UFOs, they will produce interference that comes across as a weird sound on an AM radio. So you take an AM radio, you find a blank channel with only white noise, and you can use that as a detection device. So, for example, sometimes if you take an AM radio and you hold it up next to an old TV screen, You'll hear that sort of that hiss. And in fact, sometimes when there are meteors that are entering our atmosphere, you can sit around under a meteor shower and tune your radio to a blank AM band, and you'll hear little crackles as those meteors enter our atmosphere. So we don't know exactly what UFOs are, but we know that they are often associated with these immense electrical interference fields. And that is a simple thing you can do. Just listen to your environment through a blank AM radio. How about this? How would you like to create like a ghost trap, so to speak, something that you can set up at night? And if a place is active, you're like, I think there might be a ghost in here. Let's see. A bottle that you can make that sits there all night, and you can look at it the next day, and it will show you if there has been an electrical charge in the room. It's called a basic electroscope. It's very, very simple. All you need is a glass jar with a metal lid. And you poke a hole in that lid. And then you want a wire, like a piece of a coat hanger that you can slip through, that you kind of hook back up. So it kind of looks like you've put a big hook through the top of this metal jar into this glass bottle. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what else you can do with that. And then we're going to get into cryptids. And then I want to read at least one email I got from a guy about angel taps. Do you know what that is? I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be right back.
We're happy to let you know that our Coast to Coast AM official YouTube channel has now reached 300,000 subscribers. You can listen to the first hour of recent and past shows all for free. So head on over to coasttocoastam.com and hit the YouTube icon at the top of the page. This is free show audio, so don't wait. coasttocoastam.com is where you want to be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. With the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. So head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and yeah, it's a paranormal booby trap. Glass jar, metal lid, okay? You poke a hole in the top, just big enough for a wire, like a piece of a coat hanger, to go in. So that at the top, you leave a couple inches of wire sticking straight up. But down at the bottom, inside the jar, it should have a hook. So it's shaped like a big J. And then you have two more little steps. You want to wad up a ball of aluminum foil and stick it on top of that. All right. So now you got your glass jar. It's got a ball of aluminum foil attached to a wire that's going down inside with a little hook on it. And now the final step is you want to get a little thin strip of aluminum foil or something similar. I actually like to get like chewing gum wrappers and let them soak in water. And then like certain gums, I don't know, maybe Wrigley's or whatever. And then you can just peel off this super thin little strip of that chewing gum wrapper. And then you just hang it over that hook on the inside. It looks like a couple of wings hanging from that hook and they're straight down. And you leave it like that. And if during the night a paranormal electrostatic field comes through there, then it will give those little wings the same charge and they'll spread out. They'll push apart from each other. So if you hang these little wings up inside that jar and they're just hanging down straight, well, you know that nothing has charged them, but if you go in and they're sticking out, they have gotten a charge. And this is a basic electroscope. And that may not have made a lot of sense here in a podcast, which is why I put this ebook together, which costs like, it's not expensive at all. Okay. It's like, you can get it a bunch of other ebooks for like less than 10 bucks at my website. Anyway, it's got illustrations. My wife, by the way, is a fantastic illustrator and she did many of the illustrations. And so what you find is that, if you have like, yeah, you could set up a camera somewhere and you could have a ghost floating through. But if you also have footage of this thing sitting there and boom, you see these little wings pop out when the anomaly appears, oh, well, now you've got something there to show you this is not necessarily just an optical illusion. This is something that's physically affecting the environment as well. It's really, really cool. Okay, since we're short on time, let me see a couple other things. Cryptids, okay? If you think you got Bigfoot or some creature running around, always have some Ziploc bags on hand. Collect hair samples, even if you don't know what to do with them. It's better to have them and keep them sealed somewhere. Take samples of whatever you can. But if you find some kind of a footprint, you probably don't have some plaster, like plaster of Paris around your house to go out and make a cast. But if you find one, you might have this. Go look and see how much baking flour you have, because that's going to have to be 2/3 of this mixture. So you mix that with hot water to constitute about that the other third of your finished solution. Okay, so flour, hot water, and mix in as much salt, like table salt, that you have on hand. Mix it up until it's nice and kind of, you know, it's, you don't want it to be too hard, not too soft. But while it's still hot, pour that mix in and until you kind of get a gooey paste there. Not too runny, not too firm. Goldilocks. Pour that into the imprint
and watch it dry to become firmer and then carefully lift that away. And as soon as possible, while it still has the shape of the track or whatever, you want to bake it at 300 degrees Fahrenheit for an hour. And after that, you should have a decent homemade cast. Lastly, when it comes to psychic phenomena, I've talked a lot about this in the past on other shows, how to create an energy wheel where you make a little paper pyramid that's a few inches by a few inches, and you can just balance it on top of a needle point and sit there and try to put your hands around it and make it move clockwise or counterclockwise. There are some very simple things. You can take a coat hanger and cut it to make dowsing rods, or you can take anything that has weight, but especially like a fishing line with a fishing weight on it, and make a pendulum. But you know what? When it comes to that stuff, you can't just make it. You also have to sort of know how to program it, where you tell it what you want it to do. You say to, you know, the energy wheel is to try to sort of experiment with your own telekinetic ability. But with dowsing rods, you can hold them and say, I want you to spread apart if there's water here, and I want you to cross if there's not, or vice versa. Or you take a pendulum and you say, I want you to swing clockwise if there is a treasure here, and counterclockwise if there's not. And you program it that way. And a lot of people use these dowsing techniques on a map. They don't even go into the field. So, you know, what does that tell you? But there, you know, play with a coin if you want to practice with your psychic ability. A coin, you know, like a quarter or whatever. It's got a heads and a tails. It should theoretically, mathematically come up about, you know, half the time heads, half the time tails, if you're flipping it kind of the right way. See if you can influence that. Make it more heads than tails, or maybe see if you can predict what it's going to be. There are so many simple things that you can do at home. And I think it would be wonderful for you to take this information, this little ebook, and just gather all your friends together in your whole neighborhood and turn it into a poor man's paranormal party. Get all these little items, videotape this stuff, put it online, and make all this stuff and play with it. Wouldn't that be a great party to have? Simple, affordable. It's a wonderful way to teach kids about how certain scientific things work. So look, at this point, you have no excuse. If you want to go out and document something, or if you think something's happening and you need to document it, you have no excuse not to do it. If you don't have enough money, you can do so much stuff here through Poor Man's Paranormal. Okay, let me go to an email here I got from a man named Albert, and he says, "Hello, Joshua. Greetings from the Royal City." Now, let me pause and say, I don't know exactly what he's talking about. I know that there is a Royal City, Washington, in Washington State, but I don't know. There are probably other places known as Royal Cities. Anyways, he says, I've been listening to your Strange Things podcast since the beginning and to your old Joshua P. Warren Daily podcast for some time before that. For years now, I have had what I call, quote, angel taps. From time to time, at no time in particular, I will get a tap like something is saying, hey, pay attention to that over there, or listen to this. Last fall, a piece broke off of my barbecue, and in the last few weeks, I was searching for this little small part. And then I got a little angel tap. And the voice says, why don't you contact the manufacturer? Okay, so I sent them an email asking if they could supply the part. Sadly, they said they could not. But they asked me to send more information and pictures. A couple emails later, found out my grill was past warranty. So I thought, well, I guess I'm out of a grill for the summer. But now, guess what? The company is sending me a brand new grill worth over $200. He goes on to say, thank you so much for playing the good fortune tone. To me, it didn't seem like much at first, 20 seconds or so a week, but over the years, I have learned not to outrightly dismiss anyone else's spiritual experience. And I have learned from them, filtering all of them through my constant Bible learning, adopting what fits, researching most, rejecting some. The spiritual world is more real and extremely larger than most people know. And he says, thank you again, Albert. And he ends with a quote, I will live this life till this life won't let me live here anymore. Then I will walk with patience through that open door. I have no fear, for angels walk with me wherever I go. And he credits that to the band Big and Rich. Live this life. Albert, well said, sir. Thank you very much for those words of encouragement, and I'm so happy that you have continued to open your mind, and I think you're doing exactly what you should be doing here on this planet in this life. Learning. It's a big classroom. Learn, experiment. I guess that's sort of the concept behind doing this show, inspiring people. All right. You heard what he said. Let's listen to it. Are you ready? Take a deep breath. If you can, close your eyes. Here is the Good Fortune Tone. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.